to Subscription Box Answers with your host, Liam Brennan.
You're no rubbish, no crap. Straight to the point podcast with real actionable tips, real strategies and insights from the industry, which will help you start and grow your own successful subscription box business. You ask the questions.
You ask the questions.
Liam gives the answers. It's as simple as that.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Subscription Box Answers. Now, on today's episode, we are going to be talking about something that is critical for any subscription box business. Well, any subscription business in general. It doesn't matter if you're running a box, a membership site, a SaaS company, a gym. If you have a subscription element in your business, you need to be aware of this. And what we're actually talking about is LTV to CAC ratio. So if you don't know what that is, let me explain. That's basically how much you can spend to acquire a customer and remain profitable. So that's the metric that pretty much measures that for you. So let me jump into the question that came in during the week and then we'll jump right into it. Hi, I have been running my subscription box business for a while. We have remained on a few hundred subscribers for the past 12 months. I think our problem is we don't know our metrics or understand how much we can spend on marketing. Do you have any advice? Very good question. And this is something which I see subscription box owners struggle with. There are so many great subscription boxes out there and they reach a certain size and then they plateau. They can't grow any further. They can't get bigger and they're pretty much stuck. And a lot of the time, the reason why they are stuck is they don't actually understand or have a clear picture over their overall metrics. So it puts them in a position where they're quite nervous about marketing more aggressive. They're quite nervous about trying to grow and they're just stuck pretty much. Now, the metrics that I'm talking about are your customer acquisition cost versus your customer lifetime value. Now, these metrics are obviously very important because your customer acquisition cost is the amount of money you are spending to acquire a customer, whereas your customer lifetime value measures how much money you're making off your subscribers on average throughout the duration of their subscription. So these metrics will give you a overall insight into the profitability and the health of your business. If you're spending a crazy amount of money to acquire a customer and your lifetime value is really low, well, then you are losing money on each customer that signs up to your box. And that's really the simplest way to explain it. And that's what I mean when I talk about a CAC to LTV ratio. Now, if you ever find yourself in a position where you're going out and you're trying to raise money from VCs or private investors, one of the first metrics they will ask, or one of the first questions they will ask, is what is the LTV to CAC ratio of your business? And if you have a ratio that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, they will run away as fast as they can. And the reason why they'll run away and they won't invest in your business is they know if you have a bad LTV to CAC ratio in a subscription business, it's very hard to go profitable, it's very hard to grow, and the health of your business is not in a good place. So in other words, LTV to CAC ratio is a must-track, vitally important metric. Not only for investors, but for yourself. It doesn't even matter if you're not going out and you're raising money or anything like that. You just want to build your own business and you want to bootstrap it alone. It's still really important for you because it's letting you know how healthy your business is. Now, there's a number of big direct-to-consumer companies that are struggling. They have raised a lot of money. They're very big. They're doing millions in revenue, but they're losing a lot of money. And the reason why they're losing a lot of money a lot of the time is they have problems with their LTV to CAC ratio. It just doesn't make sense. It would be the exact same if you're going out to sell your business. If you ever get in a position where you want to move on from your subscription box and you're looking to cash out, anybody who wants to buy that business, the first thing they should look for is your LTV to CAC ratio. It's literally that important. So you're probably wondering, what is a healthy LTV to CAC ratio? And how do you actually track that? A healthy LTV to CAC ratio, well, the bare minimum you should be aiming for is 3:1, okay? So if you have a 3:1 ratio, that basically means you are earning back, on average, 3 times the amount you're spending to acquire a customer throughout the lifetime of that subscription. And that's where private investors will want you to be, okay? That's the minimum they'll want you to aim for. And they'll actually encourage you to be around the 3:1 ratio. And they like you to be in a 3:1 ratio because it means you have a healthy business, but you're also investing enough in marketing to continue to grow. You're pushing as hard as you can while still maintaining a business that makes sense financially. Now, I would actually be aiming to have a higher ratio if possible in a subscription box business. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having a 4:1 ratio or a 5:1 ratio. If you can hit a ratio like this, you're going to have a very, very healthy subscription business. Now, let me explain to you how this would be calculated. So basically, you want to work out what your customer acquisition cost is across all your different marketing channels. So a very straightforward way of working this out is you just add up how much money you are spending on marketing, okay? And then you take a look and see how many subscribers you are signing up for that marketing spend. So we do it in BoosterBox on a month-to-month basis, best way to measure it. And then obviously we're looking at a bigger picture over a 12-month period. And you should do the same. So let me give you an example. Imagine you spent 10,000 on marketing, okay? And you got 300 people signed up. So you go 10,000 and then you would divide it by 300. And that will give you a customer acquisition cost of $33.33. Then you want to look at what your lifetime value is. Now, to work out your lifetime value, I would highly recommend signing up to some software such as ChartMogul, Baremetrics, ProfitWell, Sublytics, whatever. These are all metric softwares and they'll give you a clear picture of your lifetime value and a number of other really important metrics. Now, the subscription box platform that you're using may have some metrics built into it, but I would still recommend signing up to one of the platforms I mentioned, because they give you a much deeper understanding of what is going on, because they specialize in metrics. That's what their whole software is built around. Now, if you want to understand how your lifetime value is worked out on a subscription basis and you want to do it manually, I don't recommend this, but I'll explain to you how the calculation works. So your lifetime value is calculated by multiplying your average revenue per user by how many months you keep somebody signed up on average. So your churn rate plays a big part of the equation. Now, if you don't know what your average revenue per user is, one of those softwares will tell you straight away, but your average revenue per user is calculated across all your different subscription plans. So imagine if you had a 1 month plan, a 6 month plan, a 12 month plan, and they were all different prices. Well, your average revenue per user will be the average across all of that. Then you're looking at how many months you keep somebody on average. So imagine if you had a churn rate of 10%. Well, that would mean you're keeping somebody on average for 10 months. Now imagine your average revenue per user was $25. Well, then it would be 25 multiplied by 10, and that will give you a lifetime value of $250. But there is something else you have to account for as well. And what you have to account for as well is not all of that is going to be profit. So you have to work out how much profit you're actually making in the overall lifetime value. So an easy way to work this out is you work out what your gross profit is on average across all of your plans per box, and then you multiply that number by how many months you keep somebody signed up on average. So imagine you were making $10 per box profit and you kept people signed up for 10 months on average. Well, then it would be $10 multiplied by 10 payments, and that gives you $100. So you will be earning $100 gross profit on average for each subscriber that signs up to your box. That would be the average calculation. Now, if you had a customer acquisition cost of 33.33, then your LTV to CAC ratio would be 3:1, and you would have a very healthy business and you can continue marketing and trying to grow, and because it's going to be sustainable. Now, the way that is calculated is 100 divided by 3 gives you 33.33. So the average lifetime value gross profit divided by your customer acquisition cost gives you a ratio of 3. You're earning back 3 times the amount you're spending to acquire a customer. And that's how that calculation is worked out. So the first thing I would say to you is you need to get on top of your metrics, okay? You need to work out what your lifetime value is. You need to work out what your CAC is. And then you need to work out what the ratio is. And if it turns out you're losing money on each subscriber who signs up, or you're only earning a very small amount, you need to take a step back and you need to work out ways of improving that. And the only way to improve it is down to 3 things, okay? Number 1, you can reduce your customer acquisition cost. Number 2, you can make a higher gross margin on each box. And number 3, you can reduce your churn. And when you reduce your churn, you're keeping somebody longer, so you have a higher lifetime value. So that's what you need to do. Now, my guess is if you've been running a while and you have a few hundred subscribers signed up, there's a good possibility that you do have a healthy subscription box business. And if that is the case, then you just need to amplify your marketing. Okay, you need to get more aggressive. You need to raise your budget if possible. You need to market more. You need to send more emails. You need to test more offers. All of that stuff. because you're stuck in the place where you only have a few hundred subscribers because you don't understand how much you can actually spend to acquire a customer. My thoughts are you can probably spend a lot more than you're spending now. Your ratio is probably very, very healthy and there's wiggle room in there to grow. And that's what you need to do. And what did you do to get the few hundred subscribers? Do more of that. Increase your budget, like I said, if possible, amplify your marketing, get your message out in front of people and get a bit more aggressive. Now, I definitely recommend checking out my blog at liammichaelbrennan.com and you'll get so many different marketing tips and articles around how to grow a subscription box business. Check out some of the previous episodes of this podcast where we touched on Google and some Facebook retargeting, but take in that information and amplify it. Go harder. You just need to have clarity around what you can actually spend to acquire a customer. And once you know that, and once you can see that it's actually healthy and you have a healthy business, you will have the confidence to push forward. So I hope that makes sense. And I will definitely touch on this topic further in a future episode, because there's so much more I can talk around LTV to CAC ratios. And yeah, it's just really important. And this is the type of stuff that we are always focusing on in BusterBox. We're always looking at these metrics. So yeah, if you have a question that you would like answered on a future episode, please head over to subscriptionboxresources.com. You can post your question there and I'll answer it. And yeah, I hope you found value from this episode. And for anybody who's listening at home and you don't understand these metrics and you're a bit unsure, you can reach out to me and I can give you some information around it. I can give you some help around it. You can either post in the group or you can email me directly at liam@subscriptionboxanswers.com. So thanks very much for tuning in and we'll be back next week at the exact same time.